My name is Roger William Butler, and I've been persuaded by my brother Bruce and nephew Jeremy to record some of the happenings in the Butler family. My deceased brother Jeremy, or Jerry, was behind this also. Several years ago, he asked me to try to do this, and I never got around to it. And now with the others persuading, I'll take a shot at it. There's no guarantees. I was born in January 28th, 1933, so I'm a little over 83 years old right now at present. This is being recorded in June of 2016. All four of us were born, we're four boys in the family, and we're all born in the 1930s in Grand Forks. Jerry was the oldest, then me, then Dan, and then Bruce. The three older ones were actually palled around and had more to do than we did when Bruce came along several years later. He was sort of born into a different environment. The one we were born into was, I used to say, a spanking every day and twice on Sunday. But there was a lot more to it than that. We grew up about a block from Riverside Park in Grand Forks, which was sort of a second home for us. And we were blessed to have parents who not only played a lot of games with us, bought a lot of games, showed us how to play a lot of games, showed us how to play cards, showed us how to dance, read to us every Saturday morning, gave us a dime to go to the movies, took us downtown when Dad bought cigars so we could buy comic books at the same place. And I'm sure that we bought the original Superman comic. I know we did. I would love to have that today. I'm just learning how to use this thing that Jeremy sent to me, my nephew Jeremy. And it's a little more complicated than ODP, that's old dude's problems, trying to figure out these newfangled gadgets. But for now, I'm going to let it start with that and pick it up later. Actually, Jerry and I were pretty tough on Dan. We'd walk as fast as we could on the way to the movies. He'd be a half a block behind us, and we call him Fire Engine Number Two. He's screaming all the time. And I used to drag him down by the railroad tracks when we lived on a house on 3rd Street just to hear him scream when the trains pulled in. Anyway, we'd take him to the movies with us, but we finally had to rat him out on it. He was bouncing off the seats up and down in the action section, so came on. So we finally got him grounded for a while. We didn't have to take him, but eventually he got let out again. And those days he used to have a milkman that delivered crates with quart bottles in it, you know, with on a horse-drawn cart. And the cart, you usually go down the alleyway. And about a half a block from us, it was going down the alley. And we grabbed Dan and took him down there and tied him to the back of the milk wagon. Well, it was going down the alley, so he got dragged down the alley on that. I mean, we were mean. But eventually all of that passed. You know, we were all pretty good buddies together. Jerry and I had a special relationship, and I'll get into that more later. But even Dan and I, we had kind of a rough teenage years. But later on, when he was in the Air Force, he would take leaves and he'd spend a lot of time with me in Phoenix. In fact, one year he was going to Thailand and he just gave me his brand new Pontiac to drive for a year. So that was pretty sporting of him.